The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I'm not going to lie to you. I have had a crappy last few weeks. And it's unfortunate that our seer Madi, in-house psychic Madi, has predicted that we would. So I really want to know.
Mercury was in retrograde, Dana.
It is so weird. Anthony, Automatic and I walk the dogs at night. And we look up to the sky. And there's this bright star. And Otto's like, is that a star? I said, that's a planet. It's got to be a planet. So I look it up and it is. It's Mars.
Oh.
And that's how crazy things are. It's the night of Pegasus. And we just had the worst weekend. I'm really hoping that things turn around. So let's get our spiritual forecast from Seer Madi, because God knows we need a positive one. Turn this episode up. Very disappointed in Mark Zuckerberg for various reasons, numerous reasons, but number one, because I've been shadow banned.
What?
Shadow banned is a big deal. People are like, what's shadow banned? Let me explain on this fine Monday morning. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show, and I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
All right, so shadow ban means that for some reason, all your content has been pushed down. I posted several things, and I think it's because I said Happy Indigenous Day, and I posted this really cool video. And Mark Zuckerberg was like, we're not having that. We're not having any kind of arguments on our social media platform.
I think Facebook's like kind of in PR mode right now. They're just trying to clean everything up because of what happened, you know, last week. And so
because they're messing with our kids' heads because the whistleblower.
The whistleblower?
Yeah.
The lady who let out, I agree with that too. And I think just, I don't know. So I'm just over social media, to be honest with you guys.
Dude, I just told Dana that last night.
Up until this past weekend, bro, I ain't posted for a month, low key.
Yeah,
and it's for no other reason besides I just haven't been inspired by it.
But it's with our
it feels like a job I don't
to.
Get paid
it
for.
Is a job.
It's a job we don't get
it.
Paid for.
But you have to post it, right? To your point, though.
You have to post, especially in this business. And people that are listening right now, let me tell you, the average American is spending 2 hours and 42 minutes a day on social media.
Damn, I doubled that.
Well, you're an above average American.
I will say over this past month, though, the world has seemed like a happier place for myself personally.
Since you, are you pulling a Selena Gomez?
Pulling a Selena Gomez.
I think it's
needed, but don't get it twisted. Like, social media is so powerful. I was like, oh my God, I'm going to lose my job if I don't get a post up.
And you know what? We're all shadow banned. Go follow us right now, please. Watch our couple of our videos. Help us out at Dana Cortez on Instagram, at AnthonyA400, at DJ Automatic. Hey! These two never post those, so I don't know what you're going to watch or what you're going to like.
I post all the time.
I'll get some more stuff up later today.
All right, National Day, Anthony A.
We'll kick it off with National Legging Day, everybody.
I'm wearing leggings right now.
Same, girl.
I remember a few.
Oh, you are wearing leggings.
I am wearing leggings. You guys
Anthony
can see
always just, wears leggings.
Yeah, they're like really tight sweats. These are my work pants, guys. I'm comfortable in the studio. On these, all right.
Oh, so, wow.
Otto turned around and said,
I didn't even notice he had on leggings.
You just turned on my crotch area right there, dude. This is getting weird in the studio. Yo, we have, ooh, man, National Chocolate Cupcake Day. Did you know it could be traced back all the way back to 1796?
I did not know, but now I do. Another useless factoid from the Dana Cortez Show.
Automatic, we're not here for that one, all right? We're here for this. It is National
No
Bread Day.
That's a good one. No cupcakes, no bread today.
Oh.
I just stopped eating bread a couple of months ago, and I've lost all of the weight. No, I have not stopped cooking.
Dana started this new diet. She don't cook anymore.
Yes, I do. I just cook good food, and my family doesn't want it.
You make chicken like four times a week.
Exactly.
I mean, I'm going to turn into a chicken pretty soon here. You're
gonna shadow ban your husband from the kitchen.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Let's say somebody in your family is overweight to the point of making themselves sick. Is it fair for you to toss all their junk food in the trash? That's what we're discussing today in the Fat Club. One of our good friends, Amara La Negra, she's a, you know, actress, she's a singer, she's a very accomplished star. She actually did this because her mom was hospitalized. Her mom has type 2 diabetes, and she got mad. She's like, you get out of the hospital, I come into your house, and you have all this food. Here's the audio from that moment.
I don't care what you tell me. Mira, if you're not going to take care of yourself, I'm going to do it for you. All of this para la basura. No more chocolate cake aquí en la casa. No carrot cakes, no donuts, no ice cream, no bread, no mira, apple pie. Why are you eating apple pie? You can't, you're diabetic. And that's another thing, I already told you, I don't want no more bread aquí tampoco en la casa. Everybody's overweight. We have to take care of ourselves.
You know, Amada herself has lost well over 100 pounds because she was very unhealthy. She says she wasn't sleeping well. She, too, was on the cusp of becoming a type 2 diabetic. They're doing a huge study I just saw in California on Latino and African-American people because we, unfortunately, have a lot of people in our families that have type 2 diabetes. I'm going to tell you right now what the study's going to say. It's our diet.
Yeah.
I already know what the study's going to say.
And with type 2 diabetes, you could not necessarily be like drastically overweight either, right?
No. My mother lost weight when she was diagnosed, and she is controlling it now 100% with diet. She gave up the menudo, the flour, tortillas. She gave up all of the bad food. She eats vegetables.
But I always think of diabetes having something to do with sugar.
Well, yeah, that's correct. It's eating too much bad food. Tortillas are flour. It's a bread. It turns into sugar. It hits your body just like rice and pasta and all that other stuff, okay? Right now, I'm asking you the question. Is it fair what she did to her mom? Is it fair to go into her house and say, what are you doing? You just got out of the hospital. You're sick. I'm tossing all this trash food into the trash.
I think it's extra. I think it's more egotistical for her. I think if that's your parent, you're going to make your decisions. Like, do what you do. I'm just not going to be there necessarily at your death.
You would be.
Well, no, but if you have certain family members who are making decisions, you can't make those decisions for them. If this is how you're going to live your life, then let it be. I thought it was rude. So I think it's
better for her to do that than to wait till her mother's foot gets cut off.
I think what she did is a very brave thing because as somebody who grew up in a situation have it be food or drugs or alcohol to tell somebody that you love, hey, you're killing yourself.
How hard is that to do automatic?
Very hard. A lot harder done than said. But I will say this. She was brave to do that to her mother. She obviously wants her mom to live a long life. It was the best approach? I don't know. Because I've tried that approach and it didn't work.
Really? Throwing away carrot cake?
I've thrown away alcohol, thrown away drugs, I've thrown away food.
Oh, don't go right to the alcohol. We're talking about food.
It's the same thing, though. When you have a family member who's killing themselves, who's hurting themselves, you want to step in and make that change for them. Now, ultimately, Anthony, you're right. They have to make the decision. But maybe some tough love is where it's at. There's two sides to each coin. There are psychologists that say if you're beating someone down with that tough love, you're this and that and calling them names, it's not a good idea. However, if you go in and you support them, we're going to do this. I'm doing this because I love you. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take these steps so you can, start that journey to good health. That works. She loves her mom. She almost lost her mom. Her mom was in the hospital. I know there's a sea of people listening who are going through this. What's wrong with me? Why do I feel bad? Why am I overweight? Why can't I? It's what we're eating.
Yeah.
It's what we're eating. And especially our communities, because our ancestors were forced into poverty. We had to eat all these foods. We had to figure out how to make certain foods taste good. Well, now we still eat those certain foods and we shouldn't because they're bad for us. The tough love approach, I think it's difficult, but I'm not kidding. We got to do something. Because more and more people are getting these diseases, and it's not okay. We got to love each other, but more importantly, you got to love yourself.
There it is.
Love yourself. All right. Are you willing to toss your loved one's junk food in order to help them get healthy? That's the question. Tap in on the phone line at Dana Cortez on Instagram.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Mickey D's coming with another big announcement. Can't wait to give you this story inside food news. It's time for hottest hashtags on the Dana Cortez Show. It's Monday. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Lil Spoon.
We all love our grandparents. Call your grandma or your grandpa after this segment because good news for them. Seniors and other Americans receiving Social Security benefits will see the largest increase in their payments in four decades. It's going up by 5.9%.
Dang.
It's about time. Inflation is at an all-time high right now. Now, a lot of experts say it's going to calm down in the next year and a half. In the meantime, people have to eat. So thank you very much. I really appreciate that. There's this game that's gone really viral during the pandemic. It's called Animal Crossings.
Have you guys played yet?
No, but the girl I'm dating, she actually is on absurd amount of levels on this
people
game.
People are addicted.
This game is crazy.
Well, apparently this is a big deal. They just announced cooking do-it-yourself recipes alongside gathering vegetables in the game. Yeah, sounds real exciting. So you move farm animals around. This is what the game is about.
Yeah, there's a lot of grown adults, and then their kids are also on Fortnite, so
girl and a girl don't even have kids. What is your excuse?
It's a fun game, I guess. I don't know, dude.
It's
fantasy
boring.
Life.
All right, and then in food news, McDonald's is dropping their McPlant burger next month. this is a move trying to be more plant-based. You know, they want to put more vegan options on the menu. Is it just me or when I go to McDonald's, I'm not thinking about eating
healthy at McDonald's ever.
This is my thing. And they're frying the McPlant on the same grill that the meat stuff is getting fried. I don't get it.
They couldn't even get a good celebrity to endorse this meal. That's how bad it is.
I'm going to try it just because I'm down to try that kind of thing. It's called the Beyond Patty, and it's made of peas, rice, and potatoes. It's going to come with lettuce, tomato, ketchup, mayonnaise, pickles, onions, American cheese on a sesame seed bun. Available in select cities early 2022. Okay, I'm going to be the guinea pig with the McPlant. Couldn't you come up with a better name?
No, that's a great name for it.
McVegan?
No, McPlant right in the trash.
Anthony A. National Day.
We'll kick it off with National Legging Day.
I love my leggings as much as Anthony A. does. He wears them at least three times.
I'm the only one in the studio not wearing leggings today.
These are very tight silk sweats, if you may. I don't know what to call their leggings, all right? It's also National Chocolate Cupcake, but plot twist, it's National No Bread Day.
Okay, it's a good thing to not eat so much bread. Bread is filled with complex carbohydrates. What do we teach you on Monday in the Fat Club?
Time out. No, I'm dyslexic. It's No Beard Day.
What?
Sorry. Yeah, it's
Wait
No
a minute.
Beard
Wait,
Day.
Stop.
Yeah.
So you said no bread. Yeah. Oh, wow.
You've been saying it all day.
Yeah, I've been
no
saying
bread
that all day.
Day.
Literally all day. Yeah, I'm sorry, guys. It's No Beard
bread
Day.
Bread and beer don't even look alike.
To a dyslexic, they do.
Yeah.
So I'm here to defend
it. No, I'm here. You know what, Anthony? You getting up there. I think you need some glasses. So don't blame it on dyslexia. We can use some bifocal.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
All right, here we go. Sir Madi's on the line, and it's time for What's Your Sign?
Hey.
Madi, how are you feeling today?
Better and uplifted.
Do you have a good spiritual forecast coming up after we take our live reading?
Yes.
Yay! Okay. All right, so of course, first of all, we have someone who called in, and they want a live reading. Please go ahead and begin with What's Your Sign?
Virgo,
what's your first name?
Priscilla.
Okay, Priscilla, give me your date of birth. Please don't include the year, and then go ahead with your question.
September 14th, and I just want to know if I'm going to find love soon.
All right, Madi, how are you reading her energy?
I love her energy, first and foremost. I do feel that she's been letting a lot of that past relationships go, and I actually do see her meeting somebody. There hasn't been currently anybody that she's been attracted to on a physical level and even just energetically, mm-hmm. but there's going to be some romantic feelings brewing for her in the next 6 months. And I know that that's still kind of a ways away, but keep an eye out because I feel like there's somebody out there that's not expressing themselves that already feels a certain way about her and just is not speaking on it. So she's going to start realizing that during the next 6 months, and romantic feelings, I feel, will start brewing for her.
I like that. And also, ladies, don't be afraid to make that first move. You heard Madi just now. She said maybe somebody's already feeling it, but he's a little afraid to...
Hey.
So you go for it, ladies.
Shoot
tell
that
some,
shot.
Yep. Yeah, yes. Why not?
Do it.
Now... Our spiritual forecast for the week. Please tell me things going to look up, girl, because it's been crazy.
It has been crazy. Well, Mercury just went direct, so we're not free and clear yet, but we're already starting to see a little bit more progress, less technical issues and all these things that have been going on. So good, that's a good thing. And the full moon, this week is going to be propelling us forward. And I do feel that Mercury had been holding us back on a lot of the things that we wanted to achieve, like the practical things in our lives, like financial and different things that mm-hmm. we just couldn't achieve. But our plans are now going to start seeing some sort of progress. Spirit really wants us to know, this is kind of like a message, not just astrologically, but spiritually. In order for us to build the life that we want, we have to be able to move forward. And we can't be afraid of change, because I feel a lot of us in the energy have been afraid of making these changes. But we are very close to achieving our goals. And that's something that Spirit wanted us to know, just to put in the work. Changes don't come just for those who wish. They come to those who work.
Thank you.
Whoa, yes, Joe, that was a bar, dog.
Wishing is for children and fairy tales. You know what it takes. The energy, the universe is moving you toward what you deserve. Take it. take it.
Hell yeah.
Woo!
Take that.
Monty, this was so much better than the last couple of weeks. I'm glad we're back on track. Remember, everybody who's listening right now, if you want a personal reading, you could tap into the phone lines. They're open. Hit me at Dana Cortez on Instagram with a voice message beginning with what's your sign, your name, date of birth, and a question. Don't leave any last names or, you know, years. Or follow at Illest Divinity on Instagram, and Monty will hook you up. Monty, we love you so much. Woo!
Love you guys.
Thank you.
Catch you next week.
Bye.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Drake invites hundreds of women to his house to party, and we've got the inside scoop as to what goes down. I'll play the audio right now. Daily Dart Time, the best gossip, DJ Automatic. Let's get it started with celebrity birthdays.
We got friend of the show, Baby Bash, celebrating his birthday, Neo celebrating his birthday, and Zac Efron.
All right, so we hadn't talked about Tekashi 6ix9ine in a minute. His Spotify got hacked. And there's a photo of him going from baby rat to adult woman rat. I don't know who did this. Whoever took over it also said he always wanted to be Little Durk and Trippy Red when he grew up. And they made some really negative comments about his mom. That's not okay.
No, it's not okay. But do you know what's even worse? Is the fact that he has 9 million monthly listeners. That means 9 million people a month actually go listen to that.
Stupid.
All right. Well, if they listen to that, maybe they'll listen to this. This is Kanye West performing at Alexandre Arnault. He's the son of the third richest man in the world. He and his wife Geraldine had a second wedding. Pharrell was there, Jay-Z and Beyonce. Here's Kanye West performing.
Run away fast as you can.
If he can make it, so can I.
If he can make it, so can I. Well, listening to that, anybody can make it. He was having like a problem with his mask, or I don't know what was going on, but I'll say he had a really weird mask on, and I watched the entire video, and every time he's like trying to adjust it, you couldn't even hear him.
It's not the kind of mask that even protects you from COVID. It's the kind that makes you sound crappy while you're performing at a wedding. Take the mask off, Kanye. It's enough.
I got liposuction.
All right, so Drake invites hundreds of women to party with him. You know, he has a 50,000 square foot mansion. And then he invites like 10 or 12 men that are in the music business. And here's what happens.
Be like 5-10 guys, but there'll be like 50 to 100 girls.
Right.
And he'll just invite them or whatever. And the thing she said is that he never talks to any of the women there.
Nothing. Nothing happened. Nothing. He talks music and business the whole time.
Baby.
That's the most Drake thing you'll ever hear. I'm sorry. To have 200 women at his house and it's 50.
Fighting for him, wanting him.
All there to see him, and he's like, I'm going to bed, ladies.
I only love my bed and my mom. I'm sorry.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
The Dana Cortez Show is on, and this is the time every Monday through Friday that we get down with music facts. Mr. DJ Automatic, on October 18th, where are you taking us first?
We got two big birthdays today. First birthday we got is Neo.
She got a wrong thing.
I don't know if a lot of people know this, but Neo was writing for years and years and years. He was a writer, a dancer, and he decided, you know what? I'm going to write myself some hits too.
I'll never forget junior high when Felicia broke up with me and so sick.
No, Anthony A., no. That's horrible.
All right, we got another big birthday, a very, very close friend of the show. It is Baby Bash's birthday.
Hey.
I got to give this man credit. Okay, first of all, he is one of the greatest writers, been writing for decades for people, even wrote for Whitney Houston. People might not know that. Baby Bash does not get enough credit as an artist, as a Mexican-American artist, as an innovator. Shout out to my friend. As an entrepreneur now. Thank you.
Leading the way on the whole marijuana thing.
All of the above, and my favorite Baby Bash verse is from Wiggy Wiggy Wiggy.
Well, the ladies like this one. Hey, all right, where to next, DJ Automatic?
All right, now we're going to 1969 when the Jackson 5 made their debut on Motown as an act.
The way that I feel when I hear that song, it's crazy, right? It's timeless. That's one song that no matter how old you are, where you come from, what side of the tracks you grew up on, You know that song.
I mean, who would have thought that Michael Jackson was going to go from that to becoming literally the biggest pop star in the world?
I don't think that we've ever seen anything like it before or since.
I mean, the closest thing would have to be Justin Bieber, and it's nowhere close.
It's not even close.
Yeah. All right, now we're going to go to 1994 when Scarface of the Ghetto Boys releases his third album. It was called The Diary. It premiered at number 2 on the Hot 200 album charts and eventually went platinum. But in true hip-hop fashion at the time, he didn't get any awards. He didn't get a whole lot of accolades because, as we all know at this time, Southern hip-hop was getting no love from the hip-hop industry.
I never understood why. I could never see a man cry till I seen a man die.
Sure did get love from the listeners, though, right?
Yep. Like I said, it went platinum. And in my opinion, Scarface is one of the greatest rappers of all time. And he even used to live in the same building as Dan and I.
I knew you were going to have to throw that out there.
I had to just put it in there. And shout out to Willie D, too.
Jay-Z loves him, too. I mean, he's a big influence on Jay-Z.
He's just an incredible artist as a rapper and as a lyricist. Just Google. Do your Googles, okay? And look up Scarface.
So we're staying in H-Town because in 2005, Bun B releases his solo album. It was called Trill. Yes, the word that you all use today, that was the name of Bun B's album, and he's the one who came up with the word Trill. And he was also half of the infamous group UGK along with Pimp C. Rest in peace. Well, it's Big Bun B, the baby, Mr. Like I was saying, the word trill that everybody uses today, it came from Bun B. People were using it before he called his album Trill, but now it's become like a part of popular culture. I go to the mall and I see it on the, you know, Forever 21 t-shirts.
Yes, you're right.
I've seen it defined as true and real.
So what Bun says, keeping it trill does not mean keeping it hood, doesn't mean keeping it gangster or anything like that. But being trill really means being true to who you are. You don't have to be a gangster to be trill.
That's good, because I am not a gangster, but I'm certainly trill.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Hey, listen up, ladies and my homettes out there. So your new man or maybe your boyfriend of a long time has gained some weight and you don't know how to tell him? Don't worry. We got 5 creative ways to tell your boyfriend he's losing weight. I'll talk to you 2 dudes.
1 studio.
Recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show. And oftentimes, you know, that love weight happens, right? Automatic.
Oh, I've been guilty of it more than once.
Really? Interesting.
Obviously with my wife, Ms. Dana Cortez. But I also had it with another girlfriend. And I had a girlfriend before their come up. She was like, yo, you must be in love because you're looking a little chubby.
Not the hating eggs, dude. And how is Dana's approach when she comes to telling you to lose weight? Is she just honest?
She never told me. It was my brothers that told me I was fat. They were just like, dude, like I hadn't seen him for, you know, like 6 months. And they saw me at, it was actually at my daughter's baby shower. And they were like, have you been eating everything or what are you doing?
Damn, dog. Oh, and then the worst part is when you and your girl both get a little thick.
Oh.
And they're looking at both of y'all like, oh, y'all.
And then you see a picture like on Instagram or Facebook. At least that's what happens with me and Dana. And I'm like, man, we are thick.
No. All right, ladies. So here's the number one approach. You could try being passive aggressive, which sometimes, you know, that could work, right? You know?
That's what Dana does.
Start sharing late weight loss articles on your Instagram page. Maybe repost those. He'll get the message out there.
Maybe email them to him.
This one might take a while, but cleanse the house of junk food. That's what we talked about earlier inside the Fat Club. That's a big one right there.
Hard to do, but it makes life so much easier when you're trying to lose weight.
It's even more difficult if you don't live with him. You know, So good luck at that. All right. And number 3, give the gift of exercise.
You know, maybe you can encourage it. You can ask them to come with you. There's a lot of things you can do as far as exercise is concerned.
What do you think, like a gym membership and everything like that is rude as hell?
I think you got to drag them out the house with you, though.
Oh.
That's the only way to really make it work.
I like this one right here. Number 4, shrink his clothes.
Oh.
There it is.
That's just mean.
That's just mean. It's creative, though.
Shrink his clothes, then he's got to buy new clothes and he feels fat.
Have you ever blamed your weight gain on shrunk clothes?
I did that yesterday.
Yeah. And the 5th and final way to convince your boyfriend to lose weight without hurting his feelings is let him criticize himself. You know?
I mean, that's what most genius women do.
There you go.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
I never even hit up Amara La Negra and told her that we were going to talk about her and her mom's predicament. But I figured it was a good conversation to have because I know a lot of people that go through this. My mother has type 2 diabetes, and I talked about that. It's interesting because just this morning, she sent me a text and said, Dana, I had a bad weekend. I went out. I ate really poorly. And I feel terrible. Oh. And I feel guilty about it. I said, Mom, you know better than that. Mom, like, what are you going to do? She's like, I'm going to take a nap. I'm going to eat salads all week. But the thing is it's dangerous. She could cause herself to have some kind of, you know, seizure or heart attack or, you know, she can't do that.
Food is pretty much like any other drug. It's addictive.
Yes.
Yeah, I still feel like it. Unless you, I think Mala Negra, she's paying for everything, right?
Oh,
like,
she takes care of her
yeah,
mom.
Yeah, unless you can pay for all the food that you're throwing out, dog, don't be wasting food. That's also how I feel, too. Don't be just throwing out food and now we both hungry.
That's dang, like, nobody wants, what yeah. if they buy you a salad?
Well, well, if you have the money to replace it, then it's cool. But if not, don't be throwing out my food, dog. Let me eat my carrot cake.
Okay. It's got carrots in it. All right, here's more of the podcast now.